A former US Marine who's been accused of spying in Russia has been formally charged in Moscow. Paul Whelan could face 20 years in jail if convicted. His family says he's innocent and was in Moscow to attend a wedding, as Angus Randall reports.
Paul Whelan planned to fly home on Monday after 2 weeks in Russia. His lawyer, Vladimir Zarabenkov, says the ex-Marine is now expected to be held in a former KGB prison until at least the end of February.
I disagree with the arrest, and he also disagrees. Naturally, we've filed an appeal to the Appeal Department of Moscow City Court. I consider his detention and arrest baseless. It's based on investigators' supposition that he will escape and hinder the investigation process. We are asking for bail instead.
The 48-year-old was arrested in Moscow last week on suspicion of spying and has now been formally charged. Russian officials say he was caught in the act of espionage. According to local media reports, he was found with a USB drive holding classified information. His lawyer says his client is innocent and says he's holding up well so far.
I can say he is feeling well, fresh and confident. To be honest, I have not seen depression like when people get arrested. All his rights and all international principles are being fully followed. He's going through these matters very thoroughly. The translator gives him lengthy explanations.
Paul Whelan has been visiting Russia on and off since 2007. His twin brother David has told CNN he was there this time to attend a fellow former Marine's wedding. David Whelan says he doubts his brother would have accidentally fallen foul of Russian laws.
Paul's a very capable person. He has a background in law enforcement. He was a Marine. He does corporate security and he travels regularly. So he's not the sort of person who would stumble into a strange environment or make poor choices that could cause him risks. But particularly, he wouldn't have made choices that would have gotten him sideways of the Russian government and its espionage act.
The arrest has increased tensions between Russia and the US, already strained after a Russian guns rights activist arrested in America pleaded guilty to conspiracy in December. US officials say Maria Butina was acting as a Russian state agent to infiltrate conservative groups. Paul Whelan's family has few contacts in Russia, but plans to put the pressure on politicians back home.
As important is to hit the congressional representatives, the senators from Michigan, the representative from Paul's district in Michigan, and whoever else we can in the American government to try and help get Paul out of the situation, regardless of whatever legal jeopardy he's in Moscow.
Russian courts have 2 weeks to make a decision on Paul Whelan's application for bail.
Angus Randall reporting.